Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Poglejmo najprej dva dogodka, ki si ju bomo dali na zalogo. V petek si vzemite čas za ogled novega filma Karpa Godine z naslovom Oktolog. Ljubljanska premiera bo v kinoteki ob 21. uri. Jutri pa bo Nataša Skušek predstavila svetlobno instalacijo M.Ž. Trugo. Avtorica izpostavlja problem spolne identifikacije in se sprašuje, zakaj bi bilo v uradih, bankah, bolnicah, zavarovalnicah, pri internetnih nakupih, v šolih, v šolah in avtošolah, na meji ali pač kjerkoli pomembno, ali smo moški ali ženska. Predlaga torej možnost, da bi se lahko opredelili kot drugo, za kar resnici na ljubo ne potrebujemo uradnega dovoljenja. Otvoritev instalacije bo jutri ob 19. uri v klubu Tiffany. V socialnem centru Rok bodo danes večer ob 20.30 zavrteli film The Navigators v okviru neformalnega kina Tutti Frutti Cinema. Gre za redne in seveda brezplačne projekcije izbranih del, ki se vsakokrat navežejo na aktivistični pogled na svet. Posebnost teh filmskih večerov, ki je tudi v druženju in pogovoru ob filmih, ter vsebino današnje projekcije, vam bo približal David Brown iz SC Rock.
Tutti Frutti Cinema is basically a cinema that we set up every 2 weeks on Wednesday evenings in the social center Rock. And it's about, I don't know, 3 years old now, I think. And the idea behind it is basically to enable a space in the social center to watch movies that are interesting to the community around social center and to avoid a little bit the conditions in the mainstream cinemas in terms of price and comfort and atmosphere, because in social center it's really quite an open space, so you know, people can really come and go. They don't have to worry about paying for the movies, and the movies that are then shown are also reflecting a little bit more the political nature of the space of the social center itself. As I said, it's really, the idea behind the cinema was designed to just, you know, enable this space for the community to come together, to enjoy the movies, and maybe to watch some films that are a bit more politically inspiring. Tonight we're going to watch a 2001 film from Ken Loach called The Navigators, and this is a movie about the privatization of the British rail system, which happened in the last decades in the UK, and it's seen from the perspective of a group of workers who work on the rails, maintaining the tracks and the trains, and it's their experience with the process of privatization being shifted from the national company to a whole group of different private companies, and the problems that ensue and the conditions that they face then as workers.
So after the film there will be a discussion?
Yes, and often the space is open for that. We don't always have a discussion. It depends a bit on who's attending and how people feel, but we usually sit around afterwards and talk about the movie, and it's not so structured, but the space is open for that.
Danes ob 20. uri pa lahko prisostvujete ponovni uprizoritvi Ulajevega performansa oziroma ambienta Fototot. Ulaj bo zadevo rekonstruiral v ponavadi mrzlem auditoriju Moderne galerije, in sicer za potrebe dokumentarnega filma o svoji umetniški karieri, ki ga ravno kar režira Damjan Kozole. Če se želite udeležiti snemanja in postati del umetnostnega sistema, pokličite Moderno galerijo in se prijavite k udeležbi. Ko bo film izšel, ga bomo seveda primerjali z njegovim že razvpitim dvojčkom, filmom The Artist is Present o Marini Abramović. Izbor novic iz kulture je danes pripravil Nenad J.